You are now listening to an Average Joe Media production.
It's Anime Sundays. What's up, nerds, and welcome back to Anime Sundays Podcast, the show where we talk all things anime and black nerd culture. In this episode, we want to take a look at some of the most anticipated upcoming anime of 2024, bitch. There are some absolute bangers, if I do say so myself, that will be coming out this year. Some of which releasing very soon, like by the time of this episode releasing soon, probably. Like, it's a lot of shit that's coming out January 6th. From certain series continuing like wildly popular My Hero Academia to long-awaited anime adaptations like Junji Ito's Uzumaki.
Ooh.
There's a lot to talk about.
Uzumaki.
There's a lot of Uzumaki. Shit that's going on, y'all.
And we're not talking about Naruto.
No, we ain't talking about
the spiral.
So it's a lot to look forward to this year, I feel like, for anime. So let's get right into it. As always, we are your hosts. I am Victor Mone Jr.
It's your boy Big Freshly Snipes.
Sir.
Your boy PG Bound 365.
Okay. It's the gang gang. It's the gang gang.
And this is a list episode, guys.
This is a list episode, man. I don't know if there's I won't say any particular order, but let's start off with one that I'm excited for. Uzumaki, let's talk about that.
Ooh.
Let's talk about that.
Now, y'all know like I don't fuck with horror.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about Uzumaki a while ago, bro. This was supposed to been came out, bro.
Yeah, we were supposed to get it in 2023. That's what they told us.
They told us that. But you know what it is? When I looked at it, though, that manga is hard as fuck to adapt. Yeah. Like, the art style for, what's his name, Junji Ito, like, his art style is like nobody else's, bro.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the Stephen King over there of manga.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, and, oh, man, the art style is fucking so dark and gritty. And it's
I like it. It makes me feel like those old school, you know, 90s anime kind of is the art style.
Yeah,
but the vibe is like super.
Like Monster.
Super, exactly like Monster. But the vibe is super, like, I don't know, it's creepy. It's really eerie.
Yeah, you know, I don't fuck with horror.
The thing about Uzumaki, too, like, I didn't know that Uzumaki is really like a spiral.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just that swirl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, okay. On what's the name? What's
the
name?
On the stomach? Seal on his stomach. Sometimes when he was beginning to draw him, they had it on his cheeks, the swirls, like. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so how do you feel about rating? How excited everybody is about what's coming?
I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
So how excited are you?
So since there's not a lot of, I would say, not good, but I don't think there's a lot of horror genre anime. Like, anytime they creep into horror, there's also, like, action, shonen tropes or something. Like, it's not just full horror that I know of. So I'm kind of excited to see what a scary cartoon would like, or what a scary anime would look like in animated form. Like, there's no real, like, you're not scared of like animated stuff unless I feel like what was that Netflix show? Death and Robots or some shit
Love, Death and Robots or something like that.
They had some pretty creepy moments.
They did have scary anime.
They had some scary animation in that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, a lot of those episodes, the vampire episode, like, it was a lot of them that was kind of creepy.
Yeah, so, also, but as we're talking about horror, the new anime is coming out, 2024, Dandadan.
Yes.
It's also, like, a horror, it also has a horror trope.
Bro, I've been kind of, like, trying to save that. I didn't want to spoil myself for nothing, so I didn't even go and read the synopsis for the manga, nothing. But the trailers that they released, like the art, I'm like, this shit looks weird as fuck. What is this?
Yeah, so
okay.
So I heard when I was
when is that supposed to be coming out, Bam?
It's coming out fall 2024.
Oh, fall 2024.
Yeah. So, but
it's a big, I guess we'll put that on this list with this.
Yeah, but it's a big anticipated anime for 2024.
Yeah, I've heard, but I didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah,
I
me neither. Like, but okay. a lot of people have been talking about it, like, in the anime community. I'm like, what the. Like, it's done.
It looks weird. Like, from what I've seen,
what would
you
give Uzumaki? Let's do a 1 through 5.
For anticipation, I'm pretty psyched. I say a 4. Four? I said four. I'm up there.
What about you, man?
Uzumaki, the spirals.
The spirals.
Well, five being the highest? Or,
yeah, five being the highest on this one.
Yeah, I can go with four.
Now, me, I'm excited to see the animation, and I have to watch it, right. But I'm not going to be happy about it. So I'm going to give it a three.
Damn, bro. Damn, bro. Going outside.
I don't watch horror. I don't watch no horror. It's so fucked
up that
you would give it a lower score.
Because you're not like excited.
I'm not
going to
be happy about watching it.
Because you still wet your pants.
I got too much evil shit going on in my real life.
My boy needs a blankie, man.
Yeah, and a binky.
Yeah, a blankie and a binky.
All right, man. What we got next?
Oh, man. Still my dog, though, man. But
what else is coming out? Kaiju number 8? Kaiju
I'm number fucking eight. Super excited.
Let's go to something I know you'll like.
Oh, now.
Yeah, let's go to something I know you'll like.
Yeah, nigga, mix and robots, baby. Let's go.
Hey, are they really going to be mechs, though? It makes me feel... Okay, I'm excited.
It's giving me, what you call it? Evangeline. It's giving me those vibes.
I feel like it's going to be like Attack on Titan, but like more fun and less genocide.
Yeah. Less racial genocide and
definitely,
more...
Definitely less.
Like, way more quirky. Yeah, a little more upbeat.
Yeah. But also... Definitely less genocide.
And the animation doesn't look that bad.
It looks great.
Yeah,
it looks fucking great.
Yeah. Very colorful. It's gonna pop. Gives me fucking.
What do we know about it so far?
I just seen Godzilla vibes, and I was like,
Yeah. It gives me Godzilla versus Mothman. The Moth vibes. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like. You know how they always try to make Godzilla the good kaiju, and like they can ride on Godzilla's back and fight other evil monsters. Right. Kind of like it's giving me those vibes.
That shit ain't going down.
Nah, Godzilla in real life is definitely eating everyone,
everything, and everybody.
Oh yeah,
because definitely. I'm the big fish.
Yeah, I'm Godzilla, baby.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's the vibes it's giving me.
It looks dope. It looks dope. And a lot of people have been like telling me, you know, usually when you get anime like before. Or when you get a new anime coming out, you get the manga readers, right? I feel like all the manga readers I've talked to were hyping this up for me to read. Like,
oh, yeah, the manga readers are super hyping this. They were hyping this. I guess it's very a good storyline and stuff.
Yeah.
I honestly, besides the trailer and the manga readers running up to me like, have you read Kaiju number 8? Yeah. I really don't know.
I feel like about it. This is a good time for Kaiju 8 to drop too, and amidst like the monster craze, like Godzilla and Skull Island and all this shit that's dropping.
What's all the monster shows right now?
Moth,
isn't it a Moth one? Mothra or something?
I don't know. Is there a Mothra coming out? I know that they just dropped all them Godzillas. It's Skull Island. It's a bunch of kaijus running around right now in the media. So
yeah, that's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's too close to mix for you.
You know, I ain't watching no mix.
You don't have to watch the mix, bro.
I ain't watching no mix.
But yeah,
my body is not physically able.
1 through 5.
I gotta confirm. 1 through 5, excited for Kaiju. 5. I'm going to get this one 5. I'm actually very excited for this one. I'm going to get this one 5.
What's up, Bam? 1 through 5.
Come on, Bam.
We shall see. But at this moment, it's a 2 for me.
I'm actually excited. Y'all know I'm gonna give it a fucking 5. I want to see fucking monsters throwing buildings. Yeah. I want to see a monster fucking step on a bitch. All that.
It reminds me of what's that old ass Rampage game?
Ooh, like, you know that was my shit.
That was my shit, bro. Like I just want total carnage.
I can believe it.
Yeah, that was my shit.
I bet you like was it Carnage Kabuto on One Punch Man?
Yeah, for real.
Carnage Kabuto.
Shit. Or the motherfucker that killed his brother.
Shout outs to Moomin Rider. Fuck everybody else.
No, hey man. Hey, Moomin Rider is the real nigga.
That's the realest nigga ever, bro.
Nigga ain't got no powers or nothing. I'm pulling up on a bike.
And I'm here, nigga.
I'm here. I'm doing my job.
I'm trying. Yeah. At least I'm trying.
All right. Yeah, but Kaiju number 8, definitely excited for. What else is on the list?
So y'all.
Okay. Say, so Bam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bam. What you saying?
What about a little bit of Blue Exorcist?
Ooh. I fucks with Blue Exorcist.
I know. I know.
I
know.
Yeah.
I fuck with Blue Exorcist. Too. Bam Bro. Definitely put me on Blue Exorcist.
Yeah, I thought I put you on Blue Exorcist, but
I'm
you
pretty
know.
Sure Bam put.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I did.
You probably did.
I'm pretty sure I did.
You put me on everything.
I made him watch.
But I made him watch.
Yeah, that's
forced
probably what it was.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, because this nigga's going to harass you when he finds some shit he like.
Yeah.
But then won't watch the shit that you like. You feel me? What's up with that, bro?
That shit trash.
All right. Undead Unluck is not trash.
And we gotta force this man to watch it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
It's so rough to get into, man.
Man, watch drop bombs for Undead Unluck. Shout out, man. Y'all go watch
Undead Unluck.
It's giving
baby.
Me what's the name vibes, bro. Like Fire Force vibes.
What's wrong with Fire Force?
There's nothing wrong with Fire Force, bro. But
Fire Force did what it did. It's gone right now, but I'm definitely hoping that comes back.
Yeah, but it's also giving me Fire Force vibes. Like, they threw me right into this shit.
You think they're going to give it the Fire Force treatment, though?
I think so.
Damn.
I don't want to get invested in another Fire Force. Because I was
and
hurt.
And they just rip it away from me.
Like, all right.
Now,
you seen his brother? We found him. He fighting.
Yeah.
That's it. We ain't telling you nothing. I'm like, bro.
See, and
on,
that's
bro.
What happens when animes Chinese, do shit like that. That's what drives me to the mangas, bro, sometimes. I'm anime only, really. Like, but I try to be anime only. But, bro, when Attack on Titan went away for that long, I was like, well, what the fuck? You think I'm not finna read the manga to see what's going on? Like,
yeah, I wasn't.
But I always regret it, man. I always regret that shit because then you know they're going to release the anime and that shit's going to be fire. So just wait.
Now, speaking of goddamn Fire Force, and we're going to come back to Blue Exorcist, I heard that that's coming out next year.
I heard something about
but
it.
But
I haven't seen it confirmed.
I haven't seen it confirmed.
I heard about it.
That's why I didn't confirm. That's why.
Otherwise, it would have definitely
been on the list. That's what I'm like. Don't even put it on the list. But
I have heard there's been little rumblings and shit. So,
you know what Blue Exorcist gives me? Hellboy vibes.
Bro, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love Hellboy.
Hey, yeah. Hey. But what's his name, the main character?
Rimaru or something like that?
Yeah, it's like, and then his brother.
Damn. You can tell I got to go rewatch that, but I can't remember the main character.
And we usually always rewatch the old, because you know animes only drop every fucking 4 or 5 years. So.
Yeah.
We usually go rewatch the old
season. Popular animes.
Except for the popular.
Ren.
Ren.
So I was about to say Shin, but I'm like, that's not it.
I'm like Renmaru. I'm just adding Japanese kanjis to the end of people's shit that ain't there, like just doing whatever with their name.
Yeah, for real. So 1 out of 5.
For Blue Exorcist, I'm going to give it a 5 just because of how long it's been since it dropped.
Yeah,
like
shout out
the season. I've been waiting on this. Yeah. So, yeah, this is definitely one of the ones
that I'm most excited
about.
Do you know who's
animating
this season? Who animates
Blue Exorcist? I don't, but...
They have some pretty good animation.
Try to find out.
All right, man. 1 through 5.
1 through 5?
Blue Exorcist.
I'd give it a 4.
Hell yeah.
I give it a 4 because
A1 Pictures.
Because of the past I have with it, and I want to watch it because it's not new.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like build a relationship with it.
But
like,
the story's already so lit too.
I ain't got to take it out to dinner. I ain't got to I ain't got to spend no money on it.
All right.
But I already know you. Come in the room.
Yeah. Let's get straight to business.
Get back to what we know.
Come on in the room.
I'm
on a show you want to watch and everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm at about a 4 with it because I love Hellboy type shit. I love Blue Exorcist. And I like the MC. I like Ren. And I want to see, I'm excited to see what's going to happen next. So I give it about a 4. I Googled it and it says Charmaine Illuminati art.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Blue Exorcist, Charmaine Illuminati art.
That sounds lit.
Yeah, that sounds lit. So I'm excited to see what's about to happen.
I'm scared to do the research now.
I don't even want to Google that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, what the fuck going to come up?
What you got going on, Fresh?
So, what we got next? I'm excited, man. 2024 is shaping up to be a good year.
There's some good ones. Okay, so one that I feel like people are kind of on the fence about, but I'm excited to see what it's going to do. Hell's Paradise continuing season two.
Hell yeah.
Hell's Paradise.
I like that.
We haven't had a Hell's Paradise episode. I expect that we'll have one soon.
We was on a horrible hiatus. Whenever that was out. You watched though.
Yeah, we watched.
What did you feel about Hell's Paradise?
What did I feel?
No, I'm reversing it on you, my brother. I don't even want to answer yet.
Action.
Reverse card.
Action. I loved it.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like the story's played out.
I understand. I understand that.
Feel like the story's played out. Rogue ninja
with a heart
with
of gold.
A heart of gold and is OP, but still needs the power of the female.
Camaraderie and understanding.
Yeah, and they're in a strange place.
There's more to life than killing.
Yeah.
Unlearn.
He wants to kill just to get back to his wife. And his wife might end up dead.
Anyway.
And he might just start murdering shit. And she's going to be like, no, don't do this. You're a good guy.
No, don't. I know your heart.
I know your heart. I don't know where it's going to go, but I feel like I've seen the story a few different times. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
As an anime, I'll give this one 1 through 10 because we give animes 1 through 10. Okay. As an anime, I'll give it an 8.
Okay.
Just because the animation is so fucking fire.
The animation
The fight scenes are fucking bananas.
That's what I was going to say. The fight scenes are really good. The animation was pretty good. But, like, it also came at a time where MAPPA was working, like, over fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, how much could we expect
if
it wasn't as great as it was? Yeah. And it was still good, but we know what they're capable of, but can they really do that 80 times a week?
So,
like,
so if I'm giving the anime an 8, I'm going to say my anticipation for it coming out is about a 3.
Okay, I can feel that. I kind of echo that because it was fire. I thought that there was some interesting concepts, how they like mixed in Taoism into the power scale.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. Yeah, you know, like cool. It's literally like
it was like that story, but with the shit. Taoism on it, like sprinkled on it.
Yeah,
I like Idai deities more.
Man, I'm always sing the praises of Idai Ten.
That went under the radar. Nobody paid attention to it, but Hell's Paradise was just like this big.
But you know what, Hell's Paradise, because it's part of what's it called, the Big Horror 3 or some shit they call it, like there's Chainsaw Man
and the Hell's Paradise.
And what's the third one?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Those are the big horror 3 of anime or whatever or mangas, the horror mangas that got all these, you know, much hype. And they're coming out.
So you heard of that before?
It's Jujutsu, it's JJK, Hell's Paradise,
and Chainsaw Man.
Okay, so those are the dark anime.
Hell's Paradise
to any of those other two.
And JJK.
Exactly.
It's a 5.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Look at the fucking shit we just seen with JJK.
Oh my god.
And Chainsaw Man.
But Hell's Paradise was some fucked up shit.
It was some fucked up shit.
All the people that went there. Basically
into
weird
ass
flowers and
flower statues,
bugs and
Buddha statues and shit,
fucking grasshopper people and shit.
I mean, they went back to the earth. That's
and colorful titans.
Facts.
Bruh, that shit was bananas, dude. So
yeah. I'm gonna give it though. As anticipated as I am, because I hope that it does more. Because
the
main character's name.
Turn
he was turning up
more,
at the end.
Yeah, like, and we just met the
goddesses and the gods. Like, yeah. So
is he antagonist or fuck is that? Like,
he's the protagonist, but you know, like,
I mean, he is invading their shit.
He's the main character. He's not the antagonist, but. I'm going to give it in anticipation. I'm going to give this one a 3 as well because I like the story. It was dope, but I'm actually hoping that they do more now.
If they expand on it, my number would definitely go up.
Yeah.
They expand
this
on
this didn't make me want to go run to the
on the story if they
on the background
on
of
the background
of the deities.
Yeah, yeah. The deities.
Which I'm sure they
the, going the, to. The male female shit and
that
and,
shit
was and
crazy.
The fact that the bad guys are starting to eat shit and get like the powers.
Yes,
of,
bro.
Like,
they explain it exactly how.
I think it's just too early. That's why I'm giving it such a low score.
Okay.
The adaptation of like.
And I haven't read the manga. I know the manga people are probably like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
But, of course, but I mean, The first season of the anime didn't necessarily make me want to go rush out and read the manga either. Yeah. Yeah, like exactly. some do.
Cool to watch.
Yeah, it was just something cool to watch.
What you think, Ben? What's your anticipation grade?
As the anime in the whole, you remember I started watching it early. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, niggas. Yeah. This shit's fire.
It was.
Get up on here. And I was lit for that shit, like every week type shit. So, but I still won't give it a top tier number because we still don't know how it's going to end or what's going to happen with it.
Yeah, we haven't really even gotten into
it. As a first season, though, I give it a solid like 8.7.
Okay.
My anticipation would be high. Like, I give it like a 4.3.
Okay.
Because,
It didn't do a lot,
but it did something.
It definitely did something.
Yeah, it didn't
but
do
like,
a lot.
But, like, I feel like we so spoiled now. We get releases like JJK, Demon Slayer. When My Hero first came out.
We are spoiled.
Like, we're spoiled as fuck
Imagine if Hell's Paradise would have came out in, like, 2010.
It wouldn't be nothing. It'd be everywhere.
It insane.
It'd be everywhere.
We spoiled as shit.
But we are really... Chainsaw Man, like, we getting crazy releases.
Yeah, 2024, we're getting spoiled again, so spoiled, I ain't mad.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a rat race to our views.
Yeah, because My Hero's coming back.
Let's get into it.
Here we go.
Wait. Demon Slayer's coming back.
Let's get into it.
It goes without saying, man.
Slime is coming back.
Oh, shit. Oh, Big Rimuru, baby.
You just going to drop them all? You going to drop the whole list?
All right, I'm going to stop. I promise I'm going to stop.
Big Rimuru, baby.
Let's do them two because those are kind of like the big twos right now. So let's get the, you know, the most known shit out the way.
Okay.
The big twos.
My Hero Academia.
What are
the big threes, I guess?
What arc are they in right now?
What's
the next arc about to drop? Let's Google.
You know, I stopped reading the manga right when Deku got the rope power, so I'm not.
What's the next season?
I stopped cheating on the anime with the manga as soon as I saw Deku with the Spider-Man power. So I don't know what arc is coming up next.
I'm not even gonna talk about it.
Also,
I'm gonna jump straight to my score.
Okay,
6 for fucking My Hero. Fucking 6
out of 5.
What? Ready Batman Deku back? Baby.
Yeah.
Come
Batman
the fuck
Deku
on,
was the
man.
Shit, bro. Oh my god.
Brooding. You feel me? Dark, mysterious.
Snatching motherfuckers up from the
Where are they? Huh? But in the
where
Deku voice.
Where are they?
Where are they? Please, I'm crying.
Just tell me, guys.
You feel me? No, Batman Deku was fucking
My
shit.
Hero. The last season of My Hero was way too lit. For no fucking reason. And it still had the feels, bro, with Ochako and shit at the end. Like, please let this nigga rest. Like, please.
This nigga won't stop moving.
If you don't let him rest, we're afraid he's just gonna fucking die. Like,
yeah, but come shit. On. How can he rest?
How can he?
Bruh, they fucked up everything. Everything. Nigga went to the prisons and let niggas out of prison.
What a fucking ride.
Bruh, they went to the prison and let everybody... First, they evaporated a whole town.
Toya
whole
turned
city.
That shit into the Toya fucking show, the Mori show. Like, this nigga was, come on, bro. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. We get it. Yeah. Your daddy left. Your daddy beat you. You left. Like, it happens, nigga. Like, chill out.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah, yeah. Toya turned that shit up.
That nigga there, man. Oh, hey, brother. What's going on?
And dad. Father.
Yeah. I'm diving, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm really this
Which we
nigga.
All knew.
Yeah.
We called that shit a long
bro,
time
you
ago.
When
I think
said
in our
shit?
Old My Hero episode
bro,
we called
bro,
it.
I never forget, bro. We was watching that shit one Sunday, and I said, bro, what if that nigga's his brother?
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, nah, I don't know. Your ass kept saying, I don't know.
I was like, I don't know, yeah. But it made sense, though, too. Bro, like, and it made the most sense. Bro, I think they kind of revealed it. Whenever they started getting into the blue flames and shit, like that's the ultimate goal and all that shit. I'm like,
I was like, bro, that nigga's brother.
Yeah, bro. So My Hero, I'm gonna give that one anticipated for a 5 as well. I'm giving out a lot of 5s this episode, guys. I'm sorry. I'm ready for this shit.
I can say 5 for that as well.
Did we figure out what's the next arc coming up? What's
I'm
what's
looking at it right now.
Okay,
I'm almost there. But almost yeah. There. think it's like an all-out I'm war, looking right? at Dark Hero arc right
I'm
now.
I'm pretty sure it's like the
Stars and Stripes arc.
Stars and Stripes.
At the end, she was coming. She was coming over on the boat.
Stars and Stripes arc.
She was with the military.
I can't wait to see this big bitch drop kick a motherfucker, boy.
The bitch on the boat like this, coming over at the end.
Enter America's number one hero, Stars and Stripes, arriving to help defeat the villains.
Yep.
But Tomaru is prepared to fight back and will do anything to accomplish all for one's next goals.
That bitch finna die.
Nah, man. Stars and Stripes finna get going.
I heard she OP.
Hey, man. I thought you was about to say you heard she finna die. I'm like, hey, man, don't you dare.
Oh, man, the arc you dare spoil this. UA traitor arc?
UA traitor arc.
Who's going to be a traitor?
No.
Wow. Yikes. I don't read manga, guys. The only manga I read is fucking Boruto, and they hate me for it.
You know who I always thought would be, like, the villain of this show if they ever switched out? Ooh. The fucking principal.
Ooh, that would be crazy.
I always felt like the one that he does is mastermind
mouse.
Shit.
The little mouse with the fucked up scar eye.
But what's his quirk, though?
That nigga might be up to some shit.
That nigga could be up to
some shit, bro. Don't he look like the type, and he's a rat.
Yeah.
He's a fucking rat.
You know
rat.
Who I thought could be a bad guy?
Huh?
Dark Shadow.
Oh. Yeah. I'd say he has, like, characteristics of being a bad guy. After, like, his powers, not his personality.
After the UA traitor arc is the final war arc.
Man,
My Hero's about to be done soon,
I think it'll That's be, true. What's the kid?
A lot of shit about to be done soon.
What's the kid that was his homeboy that can copy the quirks?
Oh, the little boy. Kuja?
No, Coda.
No, not Coda.
When the one that was in the when they was in the license, the provisional license, and he was about to copy Deku Quirk.
Oh, is that the one that got to touch you or something?
He was like.
No, that's the brainwashing dude, the one that can make you do whatever, mind control dude that I'm thinking of.
Not him, the one that can steal the quirks.
Damn, I don't remember who that is.
Yeah, the one kid, he could steal the quirks. Remember, he was about to touch Deku, and Ochaka slapped him.
Yeah.
She was like, nigga, what the fuck? You gonna let him take your quirk? What you doing? But if anybody become a villain, I would say him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say him. I think he in the B-class, though.
Yeah.
All the B-class people is pretty lit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But some of them, I think.
What's after My Hero?
For the big ones that's come back, Demon Slayer. You know that's coming back.
What arc is that?
It's the what's the name training arc. Where they gotta master like something.
The Hashira training arc. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Oh yes,
that is.
No, I lied. I did read a little My Hero manga.
Oh, you fucking traitor. The traitor's right here.
Here
goes the fucking rat right here.
But I stopped reading, but I'm definitely at a six for this one too, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be lit.
It's going to be fucking lit.
I already know. And apparently... Cause I really
this
like
is pretty the, much the like Smith. their power training arc.
Yeah, and I really like the Smith Village arc. And apparently, like a lot of manga readers say, that's the weakest arc out of all of them.
I can believe it though.
But I can kind of believe
but
it.
But I really liked it.
I really liked it.
Before the Smith, what's the name? The Swordsmith Village arc, wasn't that the one with the? The Swordsmith one was the one where they split into the. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That shit was lit.
When you got to see the love Hashira turn up and shit.
When you cut them and another motherfucker come out.
Bro.
And this motherfucker got seven people inside this motherfucker. And like the
nigga split up his emotions into different demons.
That is the actual body is this small, big as shit, bro.
That shit was funny as fuck. And then
them niggas combined.
He used the tip of his sword to try to cut this nigga.
And then his second, third, fourth, fifth, them niggas combined made a super soldier and shit.
And then fucking Nezuko at the end.
Winter
come on,
Soldier and shit.
What about Nezuko? What happens to Nezuko at the end?
We're gonna all do like a collective five on.
Probably. It's gotta be a five on.
6.5. Straight up.
Sorry, y'all. We was gone when this came out. We wanted to do an episode and couldn't. So that's why we got.
But we're gonna hit y'all. We're gonna hit y'all with it. Definitely gonna hit y'all with it.
Yeah.
What we got next?
What's next on the list?
Nigga, okay. nigga slime, nigga.
Ooh, okay, my bad. Big Rimuru, baby.
Big Rimuru, baby.
Yeah.
What Demon King. What is it?
Demon Lord.
Demon Lord. Yeah. Rimuru. Yeah,
put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
Nigga Maggie, though, nigga.
Yeah.
I put a goddamn drop of water in the sky.
Oh, my God.
I kill everybody. Still
the
in
most
here.
Littest. Like, bro, that was the most lit scene ever, bro.
Nigga, I bet you that nigga still sitting there dead with his ass up. I was
right on the camp in the battlefield.
Right. Oh, still yeah. A skeleton of that nigga just ass up in the air.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get help.
Yeah, Rimuru's coming back. Did they have? I know they don't really have a release date for a lot.
Bro, the end of July, the end of January fucking 6th. Slime. The last two episodes was some of the best writing for anime.
What is it called?
Especially for it to be an isekai. Like I'm not especially down to isekais, yeah. But I feel like sometimes they rely more on like the entertainment of it all, yeah, more than like
that.
The
that was some type. Fucking when the it ended up being the other girl.
What is it? Wall Purges.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Know what it called? Wall Purges.
What? Yeah.
When the Demon Lords come together.
Yeah. Well, Purgis yeah. or yeah. some yeah. shit like that. Yeah.
When the motherfucker revealed that they was the other motherfucker. Mm-hmm. That shit was
Oh, Valentine.
Yeah.
Yes, bro.
And I watched the movie, the Scarlet movie.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, the Scarlet movie.
I haven't watched it yet.
So they bring up stuff like, and you know they got OVAs and stuff like that. So it's later stuff that comes up, but it's like flashbacks of what was happening while Rimuru was doing this stuff.
Yeah.
So Rimuru was like, I'm building a town, I'm building a road here, I'm taking over shit here. And then, while this is happening, remember, Valentine was supposed to be, like, not around or gone or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. They thought Valentine was a dude because the real Valentine, the maid, was actually out here doing some other shit.
That was so lit how they revealed that, too. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but she was actually out here doing some other shit mm-hmm. as a vampire.
Like
she is the...
And they show that in the movie?
Not the movie. It's the OVAs.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the...
This nigga Bam watches literally everything about slime, bro. I stopped at, like, the season, and then he's like, yeah, they got the OVA, they got the movie. Like, I don't never watch all of them shits.
Yeah. And then
slime is lit, though.
They got the... you know how they got, like, Petite Clover?
Petite Clover.
See what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah. Hey, so they got
nobody watches fucking Petite Clover. Like,
hey, man, that shit. It come on at the end of Black Clover. You know that shit?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm on to the next episode.
Petite Clover.
And they all got that music playing in the background.
Yeah, that shit was so annoying to me. I was like, what's the next episode?
They give you like a synopsis of what's gonna happen, what's happening.
Yeah. Funny
they,
shit.
They even give you like little gems though.
Yeah, they do.
They give you like little gems, and sometimes you won't know what something is if you didn't watch Petite Clover.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like, oh, this happened.
It's like the end of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like Hunterpedia.
Yeah.
I do enjoy when shows do that.
I guess the Petite Clover. What we giving it? Rimuru.
Oh, man. You know Rimuru? Sam.
I feel like a lot of time has been passed too, though.
Yeah.
That's but the thing, like, though. Shit's been dropping. Y'all just ain't.
Yeah, I haven't been on the OVAs and shit.
Yeah, bro, that shit's lit.
Okay.
Because you know
I'm going to definitely watch it before it drops. Yeah, before it drops, I'm going to definitely have to.
You know, he got the kids that the girl.
Yeah, left. She was telling me about the jits he was raising in sorcery and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So they over there, they OP.
Okay.
Yeah, they OP. And it's like a kingdom he at right now where he was teaching the kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it like the prince and the fucking his sister. But a lot of shit happening.
Okay.
And yeah, these motherfuckers OP as well.
For that one, I'm going to say I'm a 4. I'm a 4.
Yeah.
Okay. In anticipation. Just because I haven't been keeping up as well as I should.
Would you, Bam?
I know what it's going to do.
Sam. I'm up there with Bam. I haven't watched all the OVAs and shit, but I'm higher than a 5 on anticipation.
Yeah,
because Big Rimuru. Ever since them last couple episodes, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait till the next season drops.
Bro, when Shizu fucking fucked up. What's the clown name?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I can't remember his name, bro. But when Shizu fucked his ass up, because he thought, oh, God, I'm a goddamn, what's his
name? He thought he was that shit because he was that clown.
He can control souls, but her sword stopped that shit.
Yeah.
So she basically, like, fucking this nigga up. Like, ain't no soul control over this. It's my sword steals souls, nigga.
Right.
What you talking about? This ain't nothing, bro. Yeah. And she broke this nigga body down. Ain't no controlling me or nothing, bro. I'm like, oh, this shit here crazy.
Yeah. Oh, off topic. And I don't, this one isn't really on the list, but honorable mention, just for you, Fresh, because I found you a cyborg slash mech type one.
Let's
called
go.
Metallic Robe.
Okay.
That's coming out.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a new one coming
now,
out.
Now, I haven't seen anything about that. About. What is that about?
I guess it's like the android or the cyborgs are at war with like another race. I don't know if it's like aliens. I don't know if it's humans. I really don't know shit about it. It looks very triggerish. Like,
you know, triggers my shit.
It looks kind of triggered with
ends up in aliens.
Exactly. Like, it looks like that. The art style looks lit.
What's that? What's World Trigger? When is that coming back, baby? Come on.
I've been begging for World Trigger.
Let's do some World Trigger. Come on. Let's bring it back.
I feel like it's not, like, it's pretty slept on. It's not beloved enough. Like,
yeah.
And the art style, I feel like people be hating on that. I've seen a bunch of, you know, arguments for it, and I understand them, but. When you push through them, it's a good show. It's a good show.
I forgot all about this.
What? World Trigger?
Nah.
Oh, something coming out?
Something else?
What you got? Year Blood War.
Oh, I ain't forget. That's on the list.
Oh, I was about to
Bleach.
Say.
Bleach is coming. Come on, man. Ooh. Just don't be fooled. Just because we didn't end up doing a Bleach episode.
Who's the studio?
Don't
who
be
does,
fooled.
Who does Thousand Year Blood?
Period.
Period. My favorite Big fucking Period. Animation studio. And I don't know none of their names, really, except for like Mappa Trigger.
Yeah.
Period.
Big
the
one.
Big ones. But God damn, man.
Period went off, nigga.
It's so fucking sexy every time you turn it on.
Drop bombs for Bleach. The Thousand Year Blood War. Just for all parts.
So, to all the anime nerds out there, if you're on a date, you know, and you want to impress a girl with some anime, throw on some or a guy.
Throw on
some some goddamn Thousand Year Blood. Yeah. And had a lights down low.
Show them that blue glow.
Sets the mood, baby.
Show them that blue and red glow.
It's so sexy, man.
Show them Ichigo with a turban on.
Yeah. Come on now.
With the Waco Moodle.
You got that music?
Sands in it.
Look, yeah.
With the Waco
rigmarole
behind them.
For real, man.
She gonna give it up right there.
So Thousand Year Blood Art, Blood War Art. I'm gonna give that motherfucker a fucking six, of course.
That one gets a six from me. Definitely ready for all things Aizen Sama.
Aizen to come back. Hey boy, Aizen said, man, get the fuck on from right here.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, cause y'all locked me down here. Now y'all want my help, bitch. Yeah,
go enjoy yourself, bitch.
Yeah, get the fuck on, bitch.
What the fuck did he do to me in them few seconds he was down here?
I want to see the Stern Ritters. That's what
Stern, bro.
That's what I'm here for.
He did say, damn, what the fuck?
How long was I down there? Gotcha.
I was
that nigga's a menace, bro.
Having the same conversation for 5 hours.
5 hours for no reason. Just a fucking menace.
Oh, is somebody I can fuck with?
Hey, nobody been down here in a minute.
Hey, what's your name?
My
name's so-and-so. Hey, what's your name? My name is so-and-so. Hey, what's your name?
Nah, bro. Like, definitely a six for me.
Yeah.
For a Thousand Year Blood War.
Yeah, I'm also...
And I also want
over 6.5.
Come on.
Because I want to see these Stern Ritters, bro. They got me in a chokehold, man.
This is, bro, I be saying this, bro. I'm anime only now. I've been faithful, anime only for a minute. I used to be a cheater, y'all. You know, it's no shame. You know, if you're one, just come out and admit that you got a problem first. Before that's how you work on yourself. I used to cheat on the animes, and Bleach is my all-time one that I regret. That I went and fucking read the manga, bro. Like, because now Kubo, the god, is coming back with so many differences, bro. Like, so many little things that really set Bleach off now, bro. So for all the haters, all the motherfuckers that was like, oh, Bleach, won't you just, you know, stop, give it up. Fuck you. Because it's back and it's better than ever.
Bryce back and I'm better. All right, guys. What do y'all feel about Dragon Ball Daima?
I'm excited for anything Dragon Ball. I just looked into it and I just
how do y'all wait? Let me rephrase. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah,
Dragon Ball Daima versus them just dropping a new super.
That's what I'm upset about.
And they have the manga to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm upset about, bro. Because I'm tired of hearing all this shit from the manga.
Yeah,
CJ won't shut up about how great Super is, and I'm just like, I don't see it because I haven't. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like they made so much money with Young Goku.
Yeah, they did. That's the way they made the most money.
They're trying to get back to that Young Goku money.
Yeah. Mm.
And I feel like...
But that's not what it needs, I feel.
Yeah, like. So you know what they're doing? Mm. Bringing back Young Goku. Yep. So, but they making everybody young.
Yeah.
I seen the trailer. I still don't really get it because I lost interest a little bit off of that.
What's your anticipation, man?
I'm going to go with a 3.
I'm going to go with a 3.
I love Dragon Ball.
I give it a 3.
So anything Dragon Ball, I'm ready.
5.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay, damn.
I really wanted another super. Come on, man. Yeah. Fucking Ultra Instinct Vegeta.
Moro, all of that shit that's going on.
I rarely
Frieza's back at the selling planet.
The where they left Super is still arguable for anime people to be like, Super sucks. Like, where they left super, it, you could still say that shit's like, whatever.
Yeah, Super was fire. But
I feel like they could do
that. I give it a 3.5 because any Dragon Ball that you can just put on, and you can let it go. You can let it mm-hmm. watch it. You can.
Yes. But
as far as like any other anime, most animes you can't do that. You either gotta. I know this person's voice. Oh, that's fucking Yamcha and what's his name over that bit fighting. Mm-hmm. I ain't really gotta look at the TV. But other animes, you gotta pay attention. You gotta do this. That's why I'm giving it a little bit of anticipation because I ain't really got to pay attention to it. I'm not a really big Dragon Ball fan.
Yeah, we all know deep lore of Dragon Ball. Yeah. We know everything about the universe. Mm-hmm. We know everything that's fucking going on. Even if you don't want to know,
you know. Exactly.
Because that's the head honcho. So you're right about that. Yeah. Maybe I am giving it a little sore score because I'm so used to it. And it's not nothing new.
We just want Super.
It's my oldest bitch.
That's all. Yeah.
It's my oldest bitch.
They always get the low score, but they're the most reliable.
Yeah.
All right, man.
So what else is left on the list?
I got to talk about the big one, baby.
What's that?
Solo Leveling.
Oh, man. You going straight there?
Yeah. Let's get into it, baby.
So Solo Leveling, right?
Uh-huh.
Is coming out finally in 2024, and I'm so glad because
what do you call it? It's not a manga either. Vincent knows the.
It's a manhwa.
A manhwa.
It's a manhwa.
Manhwa.
That is a Korean manga or a Korean like short novel.
Yeah, he hit me with that the other day. Yeah. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I'm ready to get back podcasting.
Yeah,
bitch.
Baby.
So it's a Korean manhwa, and I feel like the reason I'm so hyped for this, bro. I'm kind of just matching everybody else's energy. I don't know shit about it. When I was reading mangas, what I'll say is this. When I was reading mangas and shit, the one thing I would ask other manga readers is like, well, hey, what's a good manga that I should read? And literally everybody I ever asked that question to always said, well, it's not a manga. It's like a Korean manhwa, but you should definitely read Solo Leveling. It's the best manga / manhwa, whatever that you want, that you can read right now. Oh, where the fuck is my shot glass, motherfucker?
Yeah. We was making it happen, baby.
These motherfuckers tried to like take shots while I'm like talking this shit. Like nobody'll notice. Yeah, bitch, give me mine too.
Oh my god.
Yeah, man, make it happen, baby.
Don't leave me. Yeah.
Salute. Gunpei. Oh shit.
All right.
Woo.
So, whenever I was asking people, bro, they all said Solo Leveling was what I should read. Mm-hmm. And when I got that response more than 5 times, like more than twice, I was like, okay. But after it was like the 5th time, I was like, I'm not going to read it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read it because if it's this popular, and this was back in...
It's going to get anime.
This was, exactly. This was maybe back in 2017 or 18, I want to say. Everyone was saying, read this. I was like, I'm not going to read it. It came out a few years ago. It's finna get an anime adaptation soon, and it did. So I'm a 5 for this one. I've given a lot of 5. Yeah. I'm a 5 for this one. Okay. Just straight.
I am definitely a 5 for Solo Leveling. Like you have been having that experience. I'm a truck driver, and then I tell people, hey, go listen to my anime podcast because I always got an anime shirt on.
Yeah.
If it ain't Polo, baby.
Fresh is like walking
a billboard
publicity.
Yeah. So, and shout out to all the people that's already following the podcast when I ask them to follow the podcast. That shit always
every time
blows
you tell
my
me
fucking
you met
mind.
Somebody on the road, I'll like look and I'll be like, oh, they followed her. Oh, we got
that
like
shit
more
blows
listens
my fucking
out of
mind. I'm like, they already listen to us. That's crazy as fuck. But whenever I'm talking anime or manga, Solo Leveling is always, oh, you got to go read Solo Leveling. I'm like, okay. I think I even asked Vince, like, what's Solo Leveling? He told me that story that he just told. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to just wait for the fucking anime.
One thing I would get from people, too, is, like, they were like, it's shonen, too, but it's, like, super shonen, and it's super done right. Like, you know, because he goes from, that's the whole thing, Solo, that grind. Like, he goes from weak-ass, bitch-ass nigga to apparently the strongest. But he does it, you know, in the shonen manner he goes through. I really don't know nothing about the plot, bro. I've been trying my hardest not to be spoiled. It sounds like damn near like a video game for real. Like, yeah, they really grind out, you know, and get levels and shit.
You gotta check the trailer.
I've seen the trailer. Yeah, I ain't. Is there a new one that just dropped, though? I think
it's like three parts to the trailer or something.
Yeah.
So that villain,
there should be one more
that
trailer.
The villain that they show, though. Mm-hmm. The one that with the creepy fucking smile.
Yeah, it's like a statue.
Yeah, I've seen
like
that one.
That shit. Like, bitch, what the fuck is this? Yes, I was watching that shit at work, and the motherfucker walked by like, what the fuck you watching? Trailer.
This demon shit off your screen.
It's just a trailer. It's just a trailer. But I'm also go with a 5 for as far as anticipation.
Of course.
Because I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
Other than what I've seen or what I've read about it. Yeah. But I haven't read the manga or manhwa. But I haven't delved into it because I just don't know. I'm going to check out the first episode and we're going to go from there.
What I hope doesn't happen is that it gets like the God of High School treatment, right? Oh, because that was right. Everyone hyped that up so much. And that was another one where I had been hearing. It was fire, like, but
people,
I felt
like
so
a lot
rushed.
Of people hated though.
I could feel that it was rushed.
I loved it, but
it was rushed. Man, I really could.
Man, when
because shit was just happening at one point.
When the motherfucker thought he kicked Jen, but Jen fucking put a knot on his. Yeah. I was like, God,
I think I might go back and watch it, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, I hope that they continue on, you know, however they can with it, but I hope it doesn't. Because I don't know the adaptation. I don't know what it's going to be like. I have nothing to compare it to. I hope they just stay true to the source material. Because it seems like the source material for Solo Leveling is like what has captured everybody.
Okay. Yeah. And you, so you give it a 5-2 first?
You know it.
Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
So we got one more thing on the list. My bad, bro.
Oh, hold up. Because I got some honorable mentions.
Okay. I got some honorable mentions, too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What's up?
One of my honorable mentions.
And that's the last thing on the list?
There's one more. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do Bam's honorable mentions, then mine, and then.
It's called Delicious in Dungeon.
I seen that too.
So they say that's the first lit. One we're going to get of the new year. Supposed to come out on Netflix on the 4th.
Oh, and mind y'all, a lot of these are coming out January 6th. It's like Insurrection Day or something in Japan. And they're like doing a whole thing that gets the support and drop. So a lot of these are going to be coming out very soon, like the 6th of January.
Yeah, they say it's supposed to do like a simultaneous drop on Netflix. And they're supposed to... They might do a Simon Dub as well.
Oh, that'll be lit.
That would be lit.
Yeah, so...
They don't do that a lot.
Exactly.
And what's your other honorable mention?
What was the other one? Hold up, give me just a moment.
Well, while he's getting
Delicious
his together...
Delicious in Dungeon was where
hopefully
they
I don't take it. I have two honorable mentions.
Okay, but hold on. Just to clarify, Delicious in Dungeon is the one where they're like dungeon slayers, but they like eat the monsters, like make it into like damn near a cooking show.
Yeah,
right?
It's so like it's kinda
yeah,
like
that did
show.
Look.
Yeah, it's kind of like weird. That one. What you call it?
It's kind of like it, but it you know I fuck with that shit.
Oh
like,
yeah, I fuck with that too.
With the Fenrir.
Yeah.
What's the fuck?
No, called? That was my shit.
Yeah.
When he had Fenrir as a companion. Yeah,
he's like my cooking skill is 100 or so.
Some shit like that. That was my shit.
So my honorable mentions are the new DC anime that's coming out.
Suicide Squad, Isekai.
Yeah, Isekai.
Yes. Okay.
That's one of my honorable mentions. I'm pretty excited.
How did I miss that on the list? Oh, I could only do
for
10.
That to come out, and that's a fire for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Okay. Because I remember that Batman Ninja one or whatever it was. And that was good.
That was pretty good. And my second honorable mention is Rick and Morty, the anime.
Stole it.
I stole it. Rick and Morty the anime. Yeah.
Rick and Morty the anime.
Yeah, bro,
stop fucking playing.
Rick, I was super excited for that
right
shit,
now, nigga.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I put it up for you right now.
What can they do?
And it's going to be Adult Swim, what's your name, anime.
It's going to be a
whole anime. You know, William Street is actually a pretty good production company, actually, for Adult Swim. No cap. When does it come out? It just says coming our way in 2024.
Yeah.
A full anime spinoff series.
To be determined. Like,
that's big T-Roy right there. Y'all know him. Yeah, y'all done heard him before.
Come on now.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
But yeah, Rick and Morty, the
directed
anime.
By the Tower of God director?
Yeah. A number of. That's a fire for me, too.
Where the fuck is Tower of God?
Where the fuck is Tower of God? Where the fuck is Stone World? What is it? Dr. Stone.
Oh, Dr. Stone came back.
Stone came back already.
Yeah. It did?
Yeah.
When?
Recently, tripping.
That's my
like,
shit.
It was like tripping. Winter.
Damn.
Yeah, you could probably go binge the newest shit that just came out.
Oh, yeah. What is it called? Delicious in Dungeon?
Yeah.
They Studio Trigger.
That's a Studio Trigger.
It's gonna be aliens. It's gonna be fucking aliens. It's gonna end up in aliens.
Something about
dungeons and eating monsters is gonna be in. They're aliens that can eat monsters or something. Yep.
Aliens is making us test out which monsters is edible.
Yeah.
Trigger.
Baby.
I see you, Trigger.
Yeah.
You won't fucking get me ever again.
They like the M. Night Shyamalan with aliens. Nah. For real.
You'll
like,
never fucking get
me. With a twist.
Yeah, with a twist. Come on in.
Okay. Those were some good ass honorable mentions, actually. So the last one that I have, Chainsaw Man.
Ooh, that
bomb
was
bomb girl.
Last but not least,
drop bombs for the bomb girl arc for Chainsaw Man that's coming back.
That last but not least, baby.
I have no clue what the fuck a bomb girl is. Like I got an idea.
Same thing as a Chainsaw Man.
The same thing as a gun curse, I guess. Yeah. But I have no clue. But apparently, this is hailed as arguably one of the best arcs in the anime, or arguably the best arc in the anime, and it's kind of short, like. So they're doing it as a movie thing.
Okay.
I should mention that. They're doing it as a movie. What do y'all think about that direction that a lot of anime studios and anime plays studios
are dropping like the second
are
season
dropping
as a
their
movie.
Second seasons as movies, bro.
Movie.
What is that?
I fuck with it.
And how do
let's,
you
let's
think
get
that?
Let's get it out the way.
Yeah.
This is important information. This,
right.
These are
and
chapters
we wanted
you
to be
need
done
to know
right.
about.
Yeah.
So we're gonna spend the money that we need to spend. We're not gonna spend the same amount of money as it would cost for us to do a whole season.
Facts.
But for us to do this hour and something,
here's just drop a nice production.
It's like, going to be very nice, nicely produced. And these are things we want to be produced at the highest level.
Exactly.
That's why we're not just dropping it as a regular anime.
I think it benefits them. That's why
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I know I keep bullshitting, but I kind of read this shit too, the bomb girl. Right.
Fuck off, Fresh.
So,
fuck off.
I'm
bro.
Super, super duper. I think I didn't give anything. I know the rating was 1 through 5, but I'm giving the bomb girl arc a fucking 10, baby.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's extreme.
The bar is high. I'm more excited for that than Solo
Did
Leveling.
Did you read all of it? Like, you know exactly what's about to happen?
No, I stopped because it's pretty much a training art.
Okay.
It's a training art. But I stopped because it was getting too deep into what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
And people aren't really who they say they are. And I was like, hold on.
This feels like when Momo stabbed Aizen. Let me just stop reading right now.
For real.
Okay,
The bomb girl. I'm at about a 10 with that.
Okay. I'm at a 5. I'm going to give it a 5 just because I don't know. But like I said, everyone keeps saying that this is arguably the best in the manga. And it's like a real debate. Like, motherfuckers really fuck with this arc. The fact that they made it a movie for me, I know that it's finna, like, they finna show out on this shit, I feel like. You know, because Demon Slayer movie, like, the Jujutsu Kaisen movie. Whenever they want to give us the information, just like you said, bro, like whenever they want to give us the information, but they want us to, they don't want to spare no expense on that ass. Like they want it to hit, they make it a movie. So I'm hyped for this because of that.
Yeah, definitely a 5. One more honorable mention.
God damn.
Let's
do
it.
How
man.
Much is coming out 2024?
Well, sorry, Bomb Girl Art. What's your score?
Y'all don't want to have to make two
Bomb
whole
Girl
fucking
Art
episodes
was,
again.
5. Okay.
Yeah, I give it a 5, but. This is one I put y'all up on.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give this a six because okay. I've been waiting for this.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Blue Lock.
Woo. Damn. Hey, drop off Blue Lock.
Yeah, you definitely don't watch.
You definitely did.
I don't watch sports anime at all. Me Bam either. Has put me on every sports anime I watch except for Mega. What is it? The boxing shit.
I didn't put y'all up on this one. That's a lie.
Blue Lock?
No.
Who put us on?
Y'all up on Aoyashi. It was the first one before that. That's the soccer anime.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were like.
And oh. I was like, Blue Lock. Like,
Man, Blue Lock supposed to come out. I'm like, I'm going to check it out. Mm-hmm. And when it first dropped, I was like, oh, nigga, this is way
Blue
better.
Lock, yeah. From start to finish. Crazy. Fucking premium. But fucking
Aoyashi, bro. Premium. It's anime. Like. It's the
mind game?
It's the same. Yeah. But it's different. So it's like this nigga on Aoyashi could have been in Blue Lock.
Yeah.
Like, okay. He could have been a part of Blue Lock.
The strikers.
The striker. Yeah. He could have been the striker, one of the strikers on Blue Lock. Mm-hmm. But it's like, this is a whole story about straight strikers. But Aoyashi is like, nah, I'm just going to try to help my team win.
Oh, okay. He got the assist.
We underdogs.
Yeah.
He can see the whole field.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Same. Blue Lock. Exactly. It's the same.
Okay.
Yeah. But then, remember, I was like, damn, this shit crazy. But
since
it's different settings, though.
Since we mentioned in sports anime, I don't fuck with Haikyuu, but Haikyuu's coming back, and I know people are excited.
Yeah, I literally
Haikyuu. Was watching Haikyuu for y'all.
Haikyuu, man.
Damn. Haikyuu.
Okay. All right, man. That was another great fucking episode.
Don't do Haikyuu like that. You ain't gotta do all that now.
It's all right, though. I ain't gonna lie. But I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't, bro.
So what we got? Okay, before should we rank them or leave them unranked?
No, leave them unranked.
Okay.
What? Haikyuu?
The out of 10, the 10s or whatever, the 10 anime we just talked about.
We ranked them all the way through. What I have for you guys. Where do you rank 2024 compared to 2023?
Ooh.
Mm. Gear 5 Luffy.
Ooh. Yeah, JJK.
It's going to be a rough year for them if they're going to try to top that.
It is.
But I got three more honorable mentions, all right?
Wait, hold on.
Three more.
How do you think 2024 is going to hold up against 2023?
I mean, that shit is TBA, man.
Definitely going to be a tough one. Because, I mean, they got stuff coming back. Yes, like Blue Exorcist and Hell's Paradise, you know, did good. But just like we said earlier, Hell's Paradise does not compare to Chainsaw Man or JJK. It's lit, but it just isn't the same. I feel like the only thing that's going to be carrying is Demon Slayer, My Hero, the same shit that's been carrying. So, I don't know. Unless Jujutsu Kaisen Season 3 is coming out, I don't know if it's going to beat Gear 5 Luffy and fucking JJK. I don't know.
I don't think it is.
But
okay, so we're rooting for 2024.
I'm still hyped for it. Yeah, I'm not. You're trying to leave on a fucking down though.
Here's some boost that's coming out in 2024, okay. Man. Just a couple of little boosts.
Like,
man,
they released Dragon Ball Daima. What the fuck? Like
Mashal,
baby. Yes, I forgot about Mashal. Mashal's either you hate it or you love it though. Kingdom, I still ain't got caught up with. I know y'all rave about Kingdom. If y'all haven't watched Kingdom, I'm going to recommend Kingdom just by how much these niggas rave about that shit.
Yeah, man, Kingdom.
Keep in mind, it is a historical period action.
I fucking love anime. Kingdom, baby.
So if you're into that, I definitely
Shen, other goddamn, the Shen Force.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Shen.
The fucking... The shit that was supposed to be like Power Rangers?
No, Shen. No, I'm talking about Shen is part of from Kingdom.
Oh yeah.
He the main
Shen Force, yeah.
Yeah, but
from Power Rangers. I was about to say there's a
Moonlit Fantasy Season 2.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. I forgot to tell you about that shit. Tsukimichi Season 2 is definitely coming out.
Tsukimichi. High Card Season 2.
One that, now that you said Power Rangers, who said that? Fresh, there is one that I forgot to put on this
the evil
list.
Power Rangers.
Go Go Loser Ranger.
Yeah, Go Go Loser.
Have you heard of that?
Have you never heard of Go Go Loser Ranger?
Go Go Loser Ranger is supposed to be coming out.
And my anticipation for that is a fucking six.
Yeah, I'm a six for that. For that.
Okay.
It's going to be fucking Power Rangers, but they're fucking evil.
It's going to be Power Rangers, but it meets like The Boys type shit.
The Boys
is what it's supposed to be like. Yo, and I've crazy. Seen, I've tried my
They're
best
gonna
not to
be using and abusing monsters, releasing them, and like, yeah, bitch, run. We're gonna come kill you in front of the public.
Yeah, we just needed to make it look good, motherfucker. Yo, so I've been trying to keep from being spoiled from it, but I've seen some still shots, and it looks pretty gruesome. It looks like it's gonna give me like the Boys feel. So that's why I said it's like the Rangers meets the Boys. But I'm definitely excited for that one.
Yeah, go loser
Rangers.
And did I say Shaman King?
Shaman King.
No.
Shaman King's coming back.
What the fuck?
I didn't finish this new remake that they did. Are they? I thought they finished it all in one go. There's still more arcs to anime? Okay. I'm behind on that one. Oh, yeah.
Shangri-La.
Yo. Shangri-La. Drop bombs for Shangri-La because that actually is my shit, bro.
Yeah.
Shangri-La Frontier is my shit.
Yeah. And
Is it continuing or is season one going to be done now? And
The season is going to, I guess it's going to continue.
Okay.
Hey, man, we could go all night, man. We got to wrap this up.
All right. You're right. Can't have no more fucking two-episode drops.
Yeah, but that was the top 10.
Okay.
That was the top 15, nigga. Yeah,
but top 20.
What's your most anticipated anime of 2024? Just one.
I'm going with Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War.
Okay.
Off rip. Shout out Periot. Mm-hmm. Shout out Bleach. Shout out the believers.
Yeah.
Shout out the haters, because it wouldn't be possible without you either, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out everybody.
Yeah. All
Bleach.
All right. We got Bleach for Aizen over here.
I'm going to say Big Rimuru, baby.
Big
Rimuru, baby. Yes, sir.
I'm the biggest.
What about you, Bam?
Oh man! I mean, my dog already got them.
You dropped some nice ones. Damn,
Rimuru got them. She.
Yeah, you feel me? These boys flexed up. What? Goddamn,
Rimuru so shit.
These niggas flexed up. That's to all my Atlanta people, man.
Come on now.
Why ain't flexed up around here, boy? Hear me?
Shout out to Urban Summer, man.
Yo, for sure. Shout out Urban Summer.
So, my most anticipated of the year. So far,
if you had to pick one, oh my god,
I'm gonna have to go with what's your name? I'm gonna have to go with Tomura Shigeru. Shigaraki. I want to see
My Hero. We picked three good ones.
Yeah. I want to see
that. Should be the best ones.
Yeah. I want to see who Shigaraki gonna kill.
I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out to Uzumaki.
I want to see who Shigaraki gonna kill next.
Shout out to Chainsaw Man and Uzumaki.
My Villain Academy. Mm-hmm.
I want to pick Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, My Villain Academy.
Yeah, man. But all right, guys, that has been another episode of Anime Sundays Podcast, y'all. We're going to go ahead and stop right there. It's definitely been good getting out these anticipation vibes, you know, seeing what the new year is about to hold. And yo,
it's a shit ton.
It's a shit ton, bro.
So tell us,
really don't stop.
What y'all think?
By the time this shit drop, it's probably going to be like some more announcements of shit that we ain't know is coming out. Like
who y'all top running here?
It's been crazy.
Yeah, man, hit us up on Instagram, man. Make sure y'all follow us on all our fucking social media platforms.
Twitter, Facebook, everything.
We on YouTube, too.
Everything. Follow us there, man. Let us know.
Anime Sunday Podcast.
What you waiting on?
And as always, y'all are the fam. We love y'all. Wake up and watch some anime. It's Sunday.
It's Sunday, bitch.
It's fucking Sunday, nigga.
Hey.
Sunday.
After Saturday, the day you watch football,
mm-hmm.
Sunday, bitch.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Right before Monday.
Wake your ass.
Stop playing.
This is an Average Joe Media production.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Anime Sundays, bitch.
on the next episode of Anime Sundays. The bros are getting into some blasts from the past, present, and future as they talk about the state of live-action anime. That's right, the gloves are coming off as they discuss possibly the community's greatest shame. From the terrible ones that absolutely nobody asked for, but studios decided to do them anyway, to a few surprisingly good ones like One Piece and... So get ready to put your complaining hats on, nerds, and let the anime entitlement fly. It's all coming up on the next episode of Anime Sundays.